那我们呢有圣经的打开约翰福音第一章第九节到十三节，大家呢习惯要带着你的圣经电子版的，没有问题啊，现在都是电子世界。
So if you have a Bible, please turn to 马太吗 Matthew
约翰
John
以后你们的圣经，圣经就是你的武器。
So the Bible, you have to carry your Bible. The Bible is your weapon.
随时要带着。
You should always have a Bible ready.
OK, 我们第约翰福音第一章第九节。
约翰，等一下啊，约翰福音。John chapter 1 verse 9.
第九节，那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。
The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world.
他在世界，世界也是借着他造的，世界却不认识他。
He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him.
他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。
He came to that which he was his own, but his own did not receive him.
凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
Children born not of natural descent, nor a human decision or husband's will, but born of God.
这圣经讲呢，今天接待耶稣这真光的人，他就不再是跟世上的人不一样。
So Bible says those who receive the light from Jesus will no longer the same as those who receive the light from the world.
他不是从人意生的。
Because they are born not out of human will.
那你的父母认为是他们按照他们的意思生的。
Your parents may think that you were born by their own decision.
但是呢，神说不是按照人意生的，是我让他生的。
But Jesus said, no, not by their decision, but by my will.
不是按照情欲生的，也不是按照这个血气生的。
And not by a husband's will or natural descent.
他说信主的人是怎么生的呢？是从神生的。
So whoever believes are born from Jesus, from the Lord.
这里说呢，神就赐给他权柄做什么？
So what it says that God gave him the right to become what?
哎，做什么？做什么？做汽车司机还是做流浪汉？做神的儿女。
So they become the right to become children of God.
弟兄姐妹，神的儿女是什么概念
？What does it mean to become a children of God？
你知道比尔盖茨的儿子是做什么的
？Do you know what the son of Bill Gates does？
他至少他肯定有很多钱，对不对
？First of all, he must have a lot of money, like deep pocket.
你觉得我们的上帝比比尔盖茨更有钱还是更穷呢
？So what do you think? Our Father God, is he richer or poorer than Bill Gates?
那你如果是这个乾隆皇帝的儿子，你会是怎么样呢
？If you are the emperor of 乾隆， if you are the son of Emperor 乾隆， so what do you think you are?
你不会到街上去讨饭吃的。
So you won't be begging for food on the street.
你是一个王子。
You are a prince.
王子就要做王子的事情。
So a prince will do what a prince will do.
我们的上帝比乾隆皇帝要大多少倍
？So our Father God is so much greater than Emperor 乾隆。
那你如果是哈佛大学校长的儿子会做什么
？So if you are son of a professor in Harvard, what do you think you are doing?
那你就受最良好的教育呗。
Then you will receive the best education.
哈佛大学的法学院随便上。
The Harvard Law School, you can go.
我认为啊，我认为。
So, yeah, that's what I think, though.
但是呢，我们上帝比哈佛大学的校长要聪明多少倍，是不是
？But our Father God is so much wiser than the professor that works for Harvard.
所以弟兄姐妹，做神的儿女这个概念，你从今以后要深深地记在你的心里面。
So, brother, sister, please have this impression of becoming children of God. This should be like deep in you, though.
你发现世界上有好多人，有的人经历上帝呢很多，很多的神迹奇事发生， 有的基督徒呢从来都不经历生机奇迹，为什么？
You will see that some Christians will experience great miracle from the Lord, however some will not experience any. So what do you think that's the reason behind of that?
就是你要清楚的知道，清楚的相信你是神的儿子。
So you have to truly believe and truly firmly believe that you are children of God.
那我的儿子如果他不太信任我的话会怎么样？
So if my son does not trust, like fully trust in me, what do you think that will happen?
我想给他好多东西他也拿不到。
So even if I want to give him good stuff, he won't be able to receive it.
那其实今天世界上的人，所有的人，神都爱他们，为什么好多人经历不到神的爱和能力？
So God loves everyone on this earth. How come like not many people will receive or experience God's miracles?
原因非常非常的简单。
So the reason is so simple.
就是一个信心的问题。
It's a matter of faith.
所以今天我们这五位弟兄姐妹呢，和我们在座的所有的人都有福了。
So today the five brothers and sisters and everyone sitting here are blessed.
因为我们再次要回到天父的家里面说，我回来了，
once,
我是你的儿子，承认是你的儿子，
again,
你是我的父。
Once again we return to our father's house and we confess that we are children of God.
在这个路加福音15章讲到那个浪子回头的比喻，回来以后父亲就把所有的权柄都恢复。还要庆祝。
So in the book of fifteen of Luke, it says the prodigal son. When the prodigal son returns, the father gives him all everything that he's supposed to have.
他自己都没有想到。
He didn't even anticipate that.
今天我们好多人，我们没有自己想到，可能将来神会给我们多大的多大的想不到的很多很多的东西，不仅是东西，我们的生命都不一样。
So many of us were not even able to imagine the greater things that God is going to give to us.
今天呢，这个受洗要来印证是一个里程碑，你是神的儿女，你是重生的一个记号。
So the baptism will be a milestone, a witness of that you are a resurrected children of.Born again child.
那原来这个重生这个呢，这个词啊，在我们中国不信主的人都会用重生洗礼，但是他们不太清楚是什么意思。
So even in the Chinese culture, we have this like a reborn, a rebirth. Even though that many people do not understand the meaning behind it.
就是脱胎换骨。
Meaning that you are born out again, like brand new.
完全不一样的一个生
命。So you will be totally transformed.
那个重生那个词原来在圣经里面呢也有一个意思，就是从上头而生。
So also the meaning of reborn is there is an other meaning in the Bible meaning that you are born from above.
因为这个希文的词呢它有一些词头啊有两个意思，安娜这个词头呢是再一次也是从上面的意思。
So Anna Pernito means that it's from before, reborn from before.
No, it's from above or again.
Or again, okay.
那是的，我相信神启示这个呢，有两个意思都在那里。
So I believe that both meaning have been revealed.
我们今天重生的时候呢，就是从上头生的。
So when we are reborn from above.
你不是下头生的。
We are not born from below.
你是上头来的。
We are from above.
你相信吗？你是从上头来的。
Do you believe that you are from above?
所以圣经里面讲，从灵生的就是灵。你今后的道路由上帝为你铺垫。
So that's why the Bible says, the Spirit will give birth to the Spirit.
以后这个世界上有好多的灾难会发生。
So in the coming day, there will be like troubles in the world.
圣经里面写的清清楚楚。
The Bible says clearly in the Bible.
现在小学生、中学生都知道的。
Even students in elementary, middle school will understand that.
但是呢，信主的人不一样。
However, those who believe will be different.
他会保守你。
God will keep you.
他会带领你。
He will lead you.
在你不该去天堂的时候，谁也不能让你去天，杀不了你。
So before your time to go to heaven, no one will lay any like harm on you.
大家最近听说有一个小孩子叫做 Esther Wang 失踪了，有找回来了吗？
So you have recently heard that Esther Wang, a little girl, 16-year-old, was missing and she was found.
那这个孩子呢？因为我一听 Wang 跟我的姓一样， 我一听广播我就为他祷告。
So because she has the same last name as me, Wong, so I started to pray for her as soon as I heard the news from the radio.
我知道很多人也在为她祷告。
I know a lot of other people are also praying for her.
那后来她就回来了，找到了。
And after that, she returned.
那后来她的母亲呢，写了一个见证。
So and then her mother wrote a prayer, testimony.
安娜好像发到我们的群里面，她也是个信主的，
泡发
的，对吧？她也是个信主的一个母亲。
Yeah, so Paul already shared that in our WhatsApp group. So she's also a mother of a believer.
你认为这个孩子就是像在广播上说，他因为是装备的很好，他就回来，一切都装备的很好，是这样的吗
？So the even though the news says she was well prepared, that's why she was able to return. Do you truly believe that?
你知道这是因着他。因着我们信神的人呢，为他祷告，神在保护着、带领他。
So it is because by the prayer of those who believe that could keep her alive till she was found.
大家还记得我们的 Shirley 姐妹吗？今天不在我们的中间。
Do you remember our sister Shirley, who is not here with us today?
她常常给我打电话。
She calls me frequently.
她也有个同样的、类似的经历，在我们教会做过见证。
She also has very similar experience, which she shared with us.
她有一次出去这个爬山的时候呢，一个人爬山呢，就后来回不来了。
So one time she went hiking, and she was hiking alone, and she wasn't able to find her way back.
那她原来是非常有信心，她可以回来。
So initially she trusts.She believed that she can find a way out.
那后来在山上呢，她也没有信号。
But because she doesn't have any reception while she was in the forest,
她想到了祷告。
And she thought about praying.
那后来呢，有一个直升飞机找别人的，就找到了她。
And then there was a helicopter whose the helicopter was looking for someone else saw her.
大家还记得吗？记得这个见证吗
？Do you remember this testimony?
Yes.
那前两天他给我打电话的时候，我们聊的时候，他说在同一个地方，最近就有一个人就死掉了。
So recently she called me. She said around the same place that is a hiker who lost his life.
因为那个地方呢，到夜里面冻毒把人冻死。
Because that place is very cold at night, so even the cold can kill a person.
那不要说熊，对吧？这些野兽。
And also there will be bears and other beasts.
那我们以后的日子呢，跟随神的时候呢，你就发现很多事情都不一样。
So in the coming days, you follow God, you will see the difference in your life.
那今天呢，我们再次的说主，就是把这个五位弟兄姐妹的生命呢，再次的完全的来交托在主的手上。
Once again, we give the five brothers and sisters' life to our God.
我们中间有很多很多的见证，我们中间也会不断的来交流。
So there will be many testimonies among us, and we can also share our